There wasn't too much action in the tent, but I sat down and listened to a conversation between a few Californians who'd help organize the event and a group of the more prominent leaders of our tiny New Haven community. They were arguing over whether a Black Panther should speak to the crowd. The New Haven group didn't think it was a very good idea, but the more progressive West Coasters enjoyed combining their drugs, rock and roll, and politics all in one big cauldron. I had no interest in mixing all that stuff up. It would be like mixing cheap tequila shots with elevator music and a Dr. Phil lecture. As I listened to this conversation, I thought, wow, these guys are only a couple of years older than me. And if these are the people in charge, we are completely and utterly fucked. No wonder we're not getting anywhere. There are no adults in the room. It was finally decided that the Black Panther should speak. This was going to be good. I headed back to find my friends to wait for the disaster to unfold. By the time I found them, the Black Panther had begun to speak. As he yelled at us for doing drugs, you could hear thunder in the distance, and heat lightning began to flash across the sky. It was the kind of thing that you see in your head when you listen to In the Hall of the Mountain King. This really didn't help his cause. Under the influence of drugs, the crowd sensed that the Black Panther was causing the storm. It had been so nice out when the rock and roll was playing, and now it felt like there was something malevolent in the air. This really sent the kids into a tailspin, and the more he spoke, the more kids started heading down the hill toward the bummer tent. John John, I am happy to report, kept my circle of safety intact. As the speech drew to a conclusion, he started to tell us that if we really cared about our community, we should get a gun and use it against the pigs. He suggested we should start by going after whoever was in charge of parking. To be honest, I'm not sure if the last part actually happened or if it was just in my head. What I am confident about is that it started to drizzle and the concert was ruined. It was yet another bad night in our desperate attempt to establish a new kind of American community. We left New Haven shortly thereafter. It was a summer that I would always remember, but it was a summer that I never wanted to relive. We were a little older, a little wiser, and a little more disillusioned.